I hope that you had a good week. But if you didn't have a good week, I want to share something with you that will encourage your heart if you take God's word for it. 1 Corinthians 2:9 says, "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." Romans 8:28, where we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. And then we see in John 16:33, Jesus tells it like it is. Jesus does not pretend as though troubles become non-existent when you're a Christian. Rather, he warns us. He warns us in John 16:33. He says, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Victory remains ours, my friends. Don't let anybody in your life make you distracted from that fact. Don't let anybody make you feel worthless. Remember, Jesus died for you. He died in your place. You are loved. You are important to God. And he wants you. He wants you to just come to him. Not run from him, but run to him. He's there. Jesus said, "I am with you always." So, fellow believers, we have nothing to fear here on earth. Not really, because the worst thing imaginable would be to be forsaken by God, and he has promised never to forsake us. He is with us. He is in us as believers. He loves us. So no matter what's happening right now in your life, the Lord wants you to remember that he is with you, and that when he made all the promises in Scripture, he knew what would be happening in your life. He made those promises with that knowledge. So he is not going to shy away when you need him. He is with you. You can trust him. Today, I know that a lot of us are going through things that other people are absolutely unaware of, and that's just fine. You know, we don't have to tell everything, every health struggle, etc. Everyone is going through something, but not everyone yet knows the Lord. So if you know the Lord, you have all that you need, both here and hereafter. Remember that too. And you can always, if you run into me somewhere after I speak and sing, if you approach me and remind me of anything that I say on the radio, I will say thank you, because I need to be reminded of these truths too. We all equally desperately need Jesus. So today, no matter what kind of a week you have had, I urge you to look up to Jesus and remember today's scripture, to take God's word for it. Let's read it again. I'm sure you're not surprised that I'm going to read it again, but I love to read the scripture of the day more than once so it sinks in, you know? So here we go. 1 Corinthians 2:9. "No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined what God has prepared for those who love him." In conclusion, I want to share one last scripture today that I definitely call an encouraging word. No matter what the world is tempting you with, or no matter how or by whom the temptation comes, you hold on to the one who's holding you. He's still there. And his scripture says, quote, "Whoever believes in him, whoever adheres to, trusts in, and relies on him, will not be disappointed in his expectations." Praise the Lord. I love that scripture. That was from Romans 10:11. And we're going to skip forward to the prayer tip of the week, and that is to thank the Lord for always being with us and to just read his word out loud from Romans 10:11, for instance, what I just read, or Romans 8:28, or 1 Corinthians 2:9. Whichever scripture that you choose, the main thing is to keep it your focus. We have so many messages sent out to us by the media, social media, friends, coworkers, neighbors, the list goes on. We need to keep our ears in tune with the Lord's word. So that's the prayer tip of the week. Now let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are with us and that your promises hold true no matter what we're going through. We choose to trust you now, Jesus. We thank you that you are always up front with us and that you love us, that you are gentle and patient with us. And Lord, we just bear our hearts and give them to you and ask that you, Lord Jesus, would rule in our hearts, rule our lives, take control of everything. Cleanse us from our sins. We are sorry for doing things that offend you. We want to do things the way you want us to do them. Lord Jesus, please be our Savior and Lord, and help us to share you this week. We just repent and turn from our sins, turn from other things that we've been accidentally or intentionally relying on instead of you, and we just forsake them now and instead cling to you, Jesus. We cling to you. Thank you for being our Savior and Lord. We pray for all those hurting right now. Pray for those who are sick. We ask that you would touch their hearts and bodies and heal them. We pray that you would draw families closer to you and to each other. We pray for unsaved loved ones to come to know you. We pray for our country, we pray for our leaders, we pray for our enemies, that you would draw them to yourself, that all would come to know you, and that you would transform their lives. Transform us, Lord. Use us, Lord, in any way you want. Pray for all prayer requests sent to prayingpals.org. And we thank you for all those who have sent prayer requests, and we just hand them and leave them in your hands. Thank you, Lord. We love you. We worship you. We look to you. We love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you have a prayer request, just remember you can always send them 24/7 at prayingpals.org. And remember to thank the station airing this program. And I personally wish to give a shout out to KCHE in my hometown of Cherokee, Iowa. And I want to thank them again for doing their part to get this message into the ears and hearts of listeners everywhere. It is so special that we have this time together. And remember that you are special, that God loves you, and that Jesus said, "I am with you always."